is a WREL weather alert day. We have a heat advisory in effect and a level 2 risk of severe storms. Coming up, the timeline you'll need to know. Plus, what else you need to know to keep you and your family safe today during the dangerous heat as it scorches our area.
And a roller coaster close call this morning. We're hearing from the man who spotted a major crack on a roller coaster at Carowinds, prompting an investigation and repairs. So glad you're waking up this morning with us at 4:30. I'm Ken Smith in for Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us on this Monday. And looking at the forecast, I'm like thinking, if I can be in the air conditioning, it's going to be good. Let's get right to Peta Shearwood in the WREL Severe Weather Center with what you need to know on this weather alert day.
Yeah, so we have that heat advisory in effect. It's going to be so hot outside that you'll have to think about ways that you can stay cool. And we also have a level 2 severe risk in place for this afternoon. Damaging wind speeds, hail, and an isolated tornado cannot be ruled out with the potential of storms that will develop later on today. So the first half of the day will be dry. I think we are going to stay mostly quiet. If you do have plans outside, the earlier you get them done, the better. One, you can beat the heat, and two, you can avoid some of those severe storms that will likely roll through. We're going to get this started around 3 o'clock with some of those scattered showers and thunderstorms moving in. And today we have an actual cold front that will be moving across our region. Some of those cells could spin up ahead of it, and we are going to see the severe threat die down once we head into tonight. Notice this is around 7 o'clock. Showers possible across the I-95 corridor with the severe threat weakening as we head into the overnight hours. Lingering showers cannot be ruled out as we head into 9 and 10 o'clock, but for the most part, if you're heading out to a fireworks show around that time, I think you should be fine. We are just going to continue to monitor the radar. Today, we have a heat advisory in effect with feels like temperatures climbing to 105 to 108 across our region today. It is currently 82 degrees. It is warm outside, and it already feels very muggy for this morning. As we head into the afternoon, we're climbing to 94 by 2, feeling like 106. 96 for the afternoon high, feeling like 105 around 4 o'clock. We have additional hot days in place for this week coming up. I'll let you know what to expect as we head into the 4th of July.
Already past 80 degrees, and it's just going to keep going up from here. Today is going to be hot, and that could be dangerous. It's important you and your family know how to stay safe as you enjoy the outdoors for Independence Day. WREL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live with what you need to keep in mind during this heat advisory. Kelsey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Those feel like temperatures are going to be over 105 degrees, and our heat advisory starts at 10 o'clock this morning. So if you want to enjoy some time outside, it's a good idea to do that before 10 a.m. And it's already hot and muggy, and it hasn't even hit 5 o'clock yet. Now, we spoke with Dr. Daniel Park with the pediatric department at UNC Hospitals. He says children are one of the groups that are most at risk for heat-related illnesses. He says children's bodies lose their cooling mechanisms a lot faster than adults. Headaches, dizziness, pale skin, and confusion are all signs of heat-related illness to look out for in your kids today. Dr. Park says if your child gets overheated and doesn't respond to rapid cooling measures like a cold rag or putting them in front of a fan, it's time to call 911.
Do not leave your children in cars, okay? Never leave infants, children, or pets in a parked car, even if the windows are cracked open.
Dr. Park says that prehydrating is important for both children and adults when we see extreme temperatures like this. So be sure to drink a lot of water or drinks that are non-caffeinated. They have a lot of electrolytes in them. So drinks like Gatorade and Powerade are a really good idea for a day like today. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Wake County is offering cooling stations to people who need relief from the heat. The stations will be open today from 8:30 this morning until 5:15 this evening. They're all regional public library branches. Also, the Health and Human Services buildings on Swinburne Street and Departure Drive in Raleigh, and the Eastern Regional Center in Zebulon, the northern one in Wake Forest, and the southern one in Fuquay-Varina.
Cumberland County is also providing places to stay cool during this extreme heat. The county's Department of Social Services lobby is a cooling station. It's open from 7:30 this morning until 5 p.m. Fayetteville Area System of Transit will also open its lobbies. And tomorrow, folks can stop by the Fayetteville-Cumberland Parks and Recreation Center. That will open from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. As you're enjoying cookouts and Independence Day celebrations, be sure to stay connected with the WRAO weather app. You'll receive alerts for any heat warnings and any severe weather wherever you are.
Now, the roads around the White House back open this morning after being closed last night for an investigation of an unknown object. A hazmat team responded to the area after the Secret Service found that item. The White House grounds were evacuated. The item was eventually declared non-hazardous. Officials did not give any further information about what that item was.
Meanwhile, an active search is underway this morning for a person who used explosives to damage businesses in Washington, D.C. Investigators say three of them detonated on Sunday. The first was outside a bank ATM. 6 minutes later, another explosive went off on a sidewalk outside a Nike store. And then another explosive was thrown at a Safeway around 4:45 a.m. All of the businesses were closed at the time and no one was hurt.
Well, today, a man charged with shooting and killing another man in Cary will be in court. Police charged 29-year-old William Atkins of Cary with the murder of 30-year-old Eric Laird of Washington State. Officers responded to an apartment complex on Hampton Lee Court just off Northwest Cary Parkway for a report of a shooting about 7 yesterday morning. When they arrived, they found Atkins with gunshot wounds. Police say Atkins and Laird knew each other. Atkins is in jail without bond.
We're working to learn the name of a Sanford man who drowned while trying to save children at Fort Fisher. It happened Saturday afternoon at the beach area. They say a 58-year-old man went in to try to save children in the water, but died while doing so. Officials say Fort Fisher lifeguards performed more than 50 water rescues that day.
Well, starting today, you will no longer be required to wear masks in clinic spaces at the Durham County Health and Human Services building. They're now optional, but still available upon request. The CDC continues to recommend masks for people who have been exposed to COVID-19 or who are at high risk of severe illness from COVID-19.
Parts of northern New York are dealing with the aftermath of severe weather. This is new video of heavy flooding that hit Ellenburg on Sunday. That's in the Adirondacks. The power of rushing water was strong enough to push a shed downstream. Storms also left behind downed trees and branches. The National Weather Service says some people were rescued from a campground in the area.
Also, Renee, Chicago also dealing with the impacts of flooding. This new video shows high waters along the Riverwalk. The National Weather Service warned the flooding could be life-threatening. Over the weekend, officials reversed the flow of the Chicago River in an effort to ease flooding. Several roads were also impassable due to overflowing creeks and streams. You can see several cars were stuck in the dangerous floodwaters.
Several areas are celebrating 4th of July one day early. They'll celebrate today.
Yeah, that's right. Here's a look at some family-friendly celebrations you can be part of to celebrate. Wake Forest hosts its first two-day 50th and Independence Day celebration. It includes fireworks, food trucks, live entertainments, and kids' activities. It's happening at Husky Stadium at Heritage High School at 6 p.m. Celebrations continue tomorrow morning, starting with a children's parade on Main Street. Everything wraps up with the festival at Holding Park.
The town of Mooresville is also holding an event today. The Family Fun Festival begins at 4 p.m., runs until 9 tonight on Town Hall Drive. It includes live music, food trucks, a beer garden, and carnival games.
Garner hosts its Independence Day celebration at Lake Benson Park. It begins at 5 this evening, runs until 10 tonight. There will be music from C.J. Baker and the North Carolina Symphony, great food and games for kids. The event is free.
And folks in Rocky Mount will also celebrate today. The city's annual Independence Day event is happening at the Rocky Mount Sports Complex. It's from 6 until 9 tonight. We have a list of more Independence Day celebrations online at WRAL.com.
Time now 4:39 on your Monday morning. Two people killed and dozens others hurt when a block party turned violent in Baltimore. This morning, we're hearing from the city's mayor as officials vow to track down the suspects.
And disaster avoided at Carowinds after a man spots a crack on a roller coaster track at Carowinds. Coming up, we take a look at what's happening today as crews work to repair it.
And heading to break, we're going to give you a live look now outside of Raleigh, courtesy of the dark camera at the Museum of Natural Sciences. It's a WREL Weather Alert Day. Meteorologist Peter Sherwood is tracking the timing for storms and monitoring the hot temperatures we will see today.
Welcome back, everyone. I want to take you straight out to our temperatures and our heat index already this morning. 82 degrees in Raleigh and Durham. That feels like temperature of 90 degrees. It's only 4:30 and we're seeing those hot conditions across the area. That 89 and feels like temperature of 90, most likely in place due to the urban heat island because those outlying areas are seeing those temperatures in the 70s this morning. So we are going to see our temperatures gradually climb into the 90s for this afternoon. We're looking at 96 for the afternoon high. If you want to get to the park, get there early because by the time we head into 12 o'clock, we'll be at 91 degrees.
Police in Baltimore vowing to track down anyone who was involved in the mass shooting that left two dead and dozens hurt. Investigators are examining surveillance video and social media posts as they work to make arrests. The shooting happened at a block party just after midnight yesterday morning. Police say anyone who had a gun in the area is a potential suspect. Baltimore's mayor says the city's gun violence problem needs to be addressed at higher levels.
We will continue to hold those individuals who carry those weapons, who use those weapons in acts of violence like this one that we saw today, accountable. But we need accountability at every level, from those who are selling and trafficking those weapons into Baltimore from places outside of our state.
An 18-year-old woman and a 20-year-old man died in that shooting. More than a dozen of the people who were hurt were under 18.
State inspectors will be at Carowinds this morning to look into a damaged roller coaster support beam. The amusement park shut down the Fury 325 coaster after a visitor took a video of a cracked beam. In the video, you can see the beam sway and the crack come further apart as a speeding coaster comes by. This morning on Today, the man who spotted the crack talks about what went through his mind as he was waiting in line.
I was thinking, this is crazy. And I just happened to see that crack. I'm like, I can see light through it. And I'm not an engineer, but that's not good.
The roller coaster is closed indefinitely as the investigation continues. This morning on Today, a look at amusement park safety across the country this summer. Today airs at 7 right here on WREL.
The federal authorities are trying to figure out what caused a plane crash in North Myrtle Beach that left one person dead and three others hurt. It happened Sunday morning near a clubhouse in the Barefoot Resort neighborhood. The crash involved a single-engine Piper aircraft. Police say the plane was engulfed in flames and first responders first arrived on that scene. Police have not released any names of those on board. We don't know exactly the condition of the survivors.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is preparing for a high-stakes meeting in China this week. She's expected to discuss a number of macroeconomic and financial issues, as well as U.S. and China relations. It comes just weeks after Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with China's president in Beijing. Yellen's three-day trip begins Thursday. The Biden administration says it does not expect significant breakthroughs. You'll notice more law enforcement officers on the roads these next few days. The Booze It and Lose It campaign is underway now through July 5th. Officers are not only keeping an eye out for drunk drivers, they are targeting speeders. State law requires drivers to go to court if they're caught driving 15 miles an hour over the posted speed limit. And of course, officers arrest drunk driving suspects on the spot.
Americans are spending big money this year celebrating Independence Day. According to the National Retail Federation, 87% of Americans will celebrate the 4th of July in some way. That includes 65% who will have some sort of a cookout. The average person will spend more than $93 on food items for their festivities.
A reminder, many areas offer free fans for people in need. In Wake County, homes without air conditioning where senior citizens and or children under age 12 live can request a fan through their social worker or service intake. Qualifying households will be issued one 20-inch box fan per household per year. In Cumberland counties, families below poverty level or those who have someone in their house under the age of 2 or above the age of 60 can get a fan for free. People who have a heat-sensitive medical condition also qualify for the program. A lot of celebrations and cookouts planned for the July 4th extended weekend, but we want you to be weather aware. Today is the WRAL Weather Alert Day. Meteorologist Pita Shearwood walks us through our risk for severe weather.
Yeah, I know a lot of folks are going to be outdoors today and tomorrow, but we do have the potential of seeing some showers and thunderstorms develop, and some of those could be severe. The day is not going to be a complete washout, but you will need to be aware as we head into the late afternoon, going into the evening, a level 2 severe risk is in place for our viewing area. I'm tracking the potential for damaging wind speeds and some of those storms to bring pockets of heavy rainfall, and with the front moving through, an isolated tornado or two cannot be ruled out. As we check out our satellite and radar this morning, we are seeing a lot of cloud cover out there just towards the west, moving towards the east. Some showers out there in the Charlotte area that is streaming towards the north and east as well. While I think for the most part this morning will be mostly dry, we'll watch that shower that's out there in Charlotte and let you know if it's developing, but I think it is going to fizzle out. We have the cold front that's across the Midwest that will move in, and look at those showers and thunderstorms as we head into 3 o'clock, mainly for our western counties. So if you are planning a cookout today, just keep in mind around 3 o'clock, you'll want to start to wrap things up. Those showers and thunderstorms are going to begin to move in, and some of those could bring heavy rainfall. It is going to progress to the south and east as we head into the 6 o'clock hour along I-95. And then as we head into the 9 o'clock hour, we should see most of our rain gradually clear out. If you do have fireworks planned for this evening, keep a close eye on that radar. I think for the most part, we are going to be mostly dry, but we cannot roll out a shower or two about the region. Leading into tomorrow morning, a lot of clouds will be with us. We are going to see this front still over our region, and that could spark some scattered showers and perhaps some thunderstorms again as we get into the afternoon. And notice the setup here. It's across the triangle and areas towards the south and east. With the heating of the day, that is going to fuel some of those storms to develop on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, the stationary boundary will allow some of those scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop just towards the south and east of it. So we have a level 1 severe risk in place. So for Tuesday, damaging wind speeds cannot be ruled out. And then notice that threat on Wednesday shifts towards the south and east. We are also dealing with some big time temperatures here. It's going to be hot. A heat advisory in effect for our region today with feels like temperatures getting over 105. We are seeing quiet conditions out there for this morning, but the heat is building. 82 degrees right now in Raleigh and Durham. It feels like 90 degrees already for this morning. Come 12 o'clock, we're feeling like 103 degrees, feeling like 106 for this afternoon with a high temperature of 96. The heat will continue into tomorrow. 95 will be our high, but notice our temperatures will cool off ever so slightly. We're down into the lower 90s leading into the end of the week. And this weekend, we could see a high of 89 degrees on Sunday, and that is going to be a much needed relief across our region. We also have scattered showers and thunderstorms that will develop each and every day. We have the summer-like pattern that will not break over the next 7 days.
Pita, thank you. If you're looking for a place to cool down while celebrating the 4th of July, you may want to take a dip in the ocean. Coming up, we'll tell you the nearby beach that's topping the list for best beaches to visit.
Also, as fireworks light up the skies, so will the super moon. When and where you'll be able to see it starting today. The owner of a Sulcata tortoise in Hoover, Alabama, may be forced to part ways with his beloved pet.
However, he has the support of his community as they're joining together to lead the Save Fred movement. Lisa Crane explains.
This is Fred. He's a Sulcata tortoise who's called this backyard home for the last 8 years. His routine is pretty much the same day after day.
He goes around the yard and eats the grass. That's about it. And I haven't mowed this yard in about 3 years.
17-year-old Jaden is Fred's owner, and it's clear Fred recognizes his friend. But it seems like Fred isn't allowed in Rossbridge.
According to the HOA, you cannot have anything other than a cat and a dog, which we have people here who have ferrets, guinea pigs, snakes.
But Fred has the support of his neighbors. They've started a Save Fred movement.
He doesn't bark. He doesn't poop in other people's yards. He doesn't get out and need to be rescued. He's a gentle, quiet giant.
Angela and her kids are pro Fred, and they aren't alone.
We have people in the neighborhood that are making t-shirts saying save Fred, little car stickers saying save Fred. So if he does have to go, it'll be hard.
I would imagine it'll be difficult. You made a bond with that pet.
Oh, I certainly hope he doesn't. I think they can fight this because they've had Fred before the HOA like made the ruling and stuff. So maybe they can get Fred grandfathered in.
Exactly. We're rooting for you, Fred. Well, Myrtle Beach is at the top of Travel and Leisure Magazine's list of best beaches for the 4th of July. The magazine cited Myrtle Beach's fireworks and annual golf cart parade as must-see activities for the holiday. It also notes the area's 60 miles of shoreline and more than 2,000 restaurants. A couple other mid-Atlantic beaches also made the list, including Virginia Beach and Ocean City, Maryland.
Tonight's moon will be bigger and brighter than any other full moon we've seen this year. The Buck Supermoon will be about 14,000 miles closer to Earth than a normal full moon. This is file video from a previous supermoon. If the weather stays clear, you can see tonight's moon at its peak illumination by looking to the southeast just after the sun sets.
Well, as we hit your break, this is a live look outside at Sanford. Today's a double yellow weather alert day. It's already warm outside. It's going to get even hotter throughout the day. We'll check in with meteorologist Peter Sherwood for your forecast.
Ahead of one of the busiest days for hospitality workers, thousands of hotel employees in California are walking off the job. The changes they want to see within the industry.
And with how unpredictable travel has been lately, more Americans are getting travel insurance. What you need to keep in mind before choosing a coverage plan.